So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf explains the ruling of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah that Kachim Shechayev Bachar Yusin Chayev, the Galim stole and shechted a carbon which was a neder for which the original owner is responsible, that if the animal is lost, he must bring another carbon. The Galim does pay Dal Vehei because Reb Shimon holds Dava Grim Lamam Kimam Adami. Since the Tzvicha is Grim Lamamin, it caused the owner a loss because he must bring another carbon. Kamam adami, the carbon is considered the owner's animal, and karina bebegunam ibeisa ish. And the Gemara questions this ruling from another ruling of Reb Shimon, that shchita she'ene ru'uya loishma shchita. A shchita by which the meat does not become permissible to be eaten is not considered a shchita. And if so, kachem nami shchita she'ene ru'yihi. Why is Yichaya Bedal Vehei for this carbon that he shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, it became possible, disqualified as Shechutei Chutz? The Gemara offers two answers. Rabbi Yechanan says, B'Shechet Temimim Bifnim. The Galim shechted the owner's unblemished carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash in one of two possible scenarios. L'Shem Bailim V'Nishpach Adam. The Shechita was intended for the owner, in which it was a Shechita Ru'uya at the time, but the blood spilled before the Zrika and the carbon became possible at that later time. Or, Shalei L'Shem Bailim. The Shechita was not intended for the owner, however it was a Shechita Ru'uya because the carbon remains kosher. And in both cases, he's chayev bedal behei as a garm lamamin because the owner's obligation was not fulfilled, and he must bring another carbon. The Gemara explains in both cases that although the meat of a carbon becomes permitted for eating only after zrika, nevertheless, the shechita alone is considered a shechita ru'uya because Reb Shimon holds kol oimid lizrik kazarik dami. If at the time of shechita the carbon was qualified for zrika, it is considered as if the zrika was already accomplished. Reb Lakish answers, b'sheichet bali mumin b'chutz. The Galim shechted the owner's blemished carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, but it was a shechita ru'uya because it was redeemed and permitted. However, he's chayav bedal vehei as a garm lamamin because the owner cannot sell the animal now to bring another carbon to fulfill his obligation. And although the meat of a bal mum becomes permitted only after pidyon, after it's redeemed with money, nevertheless, the shechita alone is considered a shechita ru'uya, because Reb Shimon holds kaloim and lifters kepadudami. If at the time of shechita the carbon was qualified for pidyon, it is considered as if the pidyon was already accomplished. The Gemara now explains that in explaining Reb Shimon's ruling, Reish Lakish used a case of b'sheichet balei mumin b'chutz, because Reish Lakish holds that in the case of b'sheichet temimim b'fnim pater, the Galim does not pay da'al behei, because the pasuk states utavachay oimacharei. Only if both Tvicha and Mechir were possible for this animal, is one liable for Dalad Vehei for one of them. And therefore, Kolecha de Isa b'Mechira, Isa b'Tvicha. Only for an animal that can be sold is one liable for Tvicha. However, V'hani Kadashim, Hoyel Dechi Mizdavin Kachim Lehav Mechira, Lesnu b'Tvicha. Since an unblemished carbon cannot be sold, he's not liable for Tvicha either. However, B'Yechanan holds B'Shecha Temim and B'Fnim Chayiv. Because he holds Avagav the lesser b'mechira isa b'tvicha. Even if the animal cannot be sold, he's still liable for tvicha. And the Gemara elaborates that we find this machlekes Reb Yechon Reish Lakish as well regarding hamechir treifa l'divrei Reb Shimon. If a ganav stole a treif animal and sold it, according to Reb Shimon, who ruled in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin, Omer Aleph, that hashechir v'nimtzis treifa pater, if someone stole and shechted a treif animal, he does not pay dal behei because shechita she'ene ru'uya lo yishmei shechita. Therefore, the question arises: what would Reb Shimon hold if the ganav sold the treif animal? Reb Yechanan says chayiv because avagav the lesser b'tvicha isa b'mechira. Even though shechita is not possible for this animal, he's still liable for the mechira. While Reish Lakish says pater because kiven the lesser b'tvicha lesser b'mechira. Since a shechita is not possible, he's not liable for the mechira. As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites a brisa which states, "Ganav klai mutavacha, misham tashlum abba v'chamisha." If a person stole and shechted a hybrid animal born from two different breeds, he's liable to pay dal behei. And the Gemara asks that the pasuk states, "Ki ignev ish shayr oiseh utavacha imachare." And Rava says, "Zeh bana'av, kamokam shenemar seh, ena ela lahaytes aklayim." Wherever the pasuk specifies seh, it comes to exclude an animal of klayim. The Gemara answers, oi l'rabbis is a klayim. The word oi includes even klayim. The Gemara explains that the word oi is actually sometimes inclusive and sometimes exclusive. It depends on the context of the pasuk. Regarding geneva, the pasuk states, shayr oi seh. The words shayr and seh alone do not include klayim, because she'iyat yochel ohitzi klayim mibineim. It is not possible to breed these two animals. Therefore, oi l'rabbis klayim. the word oy comes to include even klaim. However, regarding kadoshim, the pasuk states shar oy chesev oy eiz. The words kesev and eiz alone do include klaim, because shato yochel haitzi klaim ibinem. It is possible to breed these two animals. Therefore, oy prat leklaim. The word oy comes to exclude klaim. We will now go back to that which the Gemara in the previous daf cites a brisa as the source that Reb Shimon holds, kolo'imid lizer kizarg dami. The brisa discusses tumas oichlin, and as Rashi explains, Reb Shimon holds isuri hanoa im metame tumas oichlin. A food that is prohibited in all benefits is not mekabel tumah, is not eligible to become tummy because the pasuk states, mikolo oichel ashe ye ochel. Oichel shate yochel achi lachem kara oichel prad li isuri hanoa. Only food that may be fed to others, even to a non-Jew, is considered edible and eligible to become tummy, which excludes forbidden foods. However, if at any point the food was permitted, it is mekabel tumah forever. Even if it later became prohibited, it is still mekabel tumah. Now, the Brisa states, Reb Shimon Omer, yesh neiser shum mitame tumas eichlin. Reb Shimon says regarding meat that became nicer and is asr b'hana, sometimes it can be mekabel tumah and sometimes it cannot be mekabel tumah. Ketzad lon lefnei zrika ein metamah tumas eichlin. If the meat became nicer by the shkia sundown before the zrika was done, and as the Gemara Menachas explains, this is not referred to the actual zrika, but rather koidim sheniru lezrika, the shachtei samach leshkia sachama. Shkia occurred before there was even an opportunity for Zrika, such as the Shechita was very close to sunset. The nice meat is not makabel tuma because there was no Shas Heter. However, La'acha Zrika, mitame tumas eichlin, and the Gemara explains, La'acha Shenir L'Zrika. If Shkia occurred after there was an opportunity for Zrika, even though there was no actual Zrika, the nice meat is makabel tuma because there was a Shas Heter. This must be because Kolo Emin Lizrik Kizarg Dami. The Gemara also cites a brisa as a source that Reb Shimon holds, kolayim lift is kipadu dami. The brisa states, Reb Shimon Omer, para mitame tumas eichlin, hayo vahis l'shas ha-kosher. Reb Shimon says that the meat of the para duma, although it is asa b'hana, it is eligible to become tame, because there was a point when this meat was permitted to eat, and as Rish Lakish explains, oima hayo Reb Shimon, para niftas agabe maruchasa. Reb Shimon holds that a para duma can be redeemed even after it was shechted. And even though there was no actual pidyon, it is still considered a shas heter. This must be because kol oimid liftos kepadu dami.